All right, let's dive deep today as we explore a topic that's both fascinating and often misunderstood: erections. If you've ever wondered about the science behind what makes them happen, this one's for you. We're going to be breaking down an excerpt from a scientific piece called, get this, The Science Behind Erections: The Role of Endothelium, PDE5, and CGMP. Don't worry. We'll keep it lively, I promise.
It really is a fascinating area, and understanding the basics can help make sense of a lot of related health
Oh,
questions.
absolutely.
It might have.
Okay, so this excerpt dives into the nitty-gritty of how erections work.
Okay.
And honestly, some of it surprised even me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you know that there's a specific layer in your blood vessels
Oh, wow.
that acts like a gatekeeper for blood flow?
That's right.
I had no idea.
It's called the endothelium,
Endothelium.
and it plays a crucial role in regulating blood flow throughout your entire body.
So it's not
Or
just siphon.
no, it's everywhere to this. Okay.
So you can think of it as a thin lining inside your blood vessels, kind of like the interior walls of a network of pipes.
So how does this gatekeeper relate to erections?
Well, a healthy endothelium is essential for getting and maintaining an erection.
Okay.
It all starts with nitric oxide, a signaling molecule produced by the endothelium.
Nitric oxide, that sounds familiar. Doesn't it have something to do with those workout supplements?
It does.
Yeah, okay.
Nitric oxide plays several roles in the body.
Okay.
In this case, it acts as a signal telling the smooth muscle cells in the penile arteries to relax.
So that's how the blood flow increases.
Exactly.
Okay.
When these smooth muscles relax, the arteries widen, allowing more blood to flow into the erectile tissue of the penis, resulting in an erection.
Makes sense. But what I find fascinating is that the article mentions how our everyday choices can actually affect this whole nitric oxide production thing.
That's a key takeaway.
Yeah.
Things like high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity.
Oh, well. Smoking, even a diet heavy in processed foods, they can all damage the endothelium and hinder its ability to produce nitric oxide effectively.
So all those healthy habits we hear about for our heart health are
Exactly.
also important down there.
You got it.
Wow.
Taking care of your cardiovascular system is good for your entire body, including your sexual health.
Makes
It's
sense.
all connected.
Okay, so nitric oxide is the signal,
Right.
but what happens after that?
Well,
How does the erection actually stay well erect?
that's where another interesting character comes in, a molecule called cyclic guanosine monophosphate,
Oh boy.
or CGMP for short.
CGMP, that's a mouthful.
I know, right?
What does it do?
Think of CGMP as the messenger that keeps the party going.
Okay.
Nitric oxide gives the initial signal,
Right.
but CGMP is the one responsible for actually making those blood vessels stay relaxed and open, keeping the blood flowing into the erectile tissue and maintaining the erection.
So it's like nitric oxide flips the switch and CGMP keeps the lights on, so to speak.
That's a great way to put it. It's a dynamic duo working together to make erections happen.
But I'm guessing there's a mechanism to turn things off, too.
Of course, our bodies are all about balance.
Right.
There's an enzyme called PDE5, which breaks down CGMP.
So PDE5 is like the cleanup crew making sure things don't stay active forever.
Exactly.
Okay.
PDE5 is essential for returning the penis to a flaccid state after an erection.
Right.
The problem is sometimes PDE5 can be a bit too efficient at its job, breaking down CGMP too quickly and making
Oh.
it difficult to maintain an erection.
That sounds like what happens in erectile dysfunction,
It
right?
can be a contributing factor.
Okay.
And that's where medications like Viagra come into play.
Viagra.
They're known as PDE5 inhibitors, meaning they block the action of PDE5.
So by blocking the cleanup crew, you're giving CGMP more time to work its magic.
Precisely.
Okay.
This helps keep those blood vessels relaxed and the blood flowing, giving you a better chance of achieving and maintaining an erection.
But medication isn't the only way to influence this process. Oh, tell me more.
Yeah.
Are there natural ways to support healthy CGMP levels?
There are, and they tie back to what we were talking about earlier, those healthy lifestyle choices.
Okay.
Remember how we said that things like high blood pressure and poor diet can damage the endothelium?
Yeah.
Huh.
So are you saying that by taking care of our overall health, we can actually improve our body's natural ability to produce and maintain CGMP?
Absolutely. This is where things get really interesting.
So we're talking about things like diet and exercise.
Absolutely.
Give us the details.
Absolutely. Let's start with exercise. When it comes to endothelial health and nitric oxide production, there are a few types of exercise that could be particularly beneficial.
Okay, let's hear it. What kind of workout routine will give my endothelium a boost?
Well, regular cardio is a great place to start. Think brisk walking, running, swimming, cycling, anything that gets your heart rate up and improves your cardiovascular fitness.
So that classic advice to get your heart pumping is good for more reasons than we thought. Is there a specific type of cardio that's most effective?
Interestingly, research suggests that high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, might be particularly beneficial for boosting nitric oxide levels.
HIIT, that's the one where you go all out for short bursts, right?
Exactly. It seems that those short bursts of intense activity really stimulate nitric oxide production. But even moderate intensity cardio done consistently can make a big difference.
So find a cardio routine you enjoy and stick with it. Got it. Now, what about diet? What should we be eating to support all those amazing processes happening in our bodies?
This is where things get really interesting. We know that certain foods can have a positive impact on endothelial function and nitric oxide production. Leafy greens like spinach and kale are a great example.
Leafy greens, not exactly a surprise, right? We hear about them being healthy all the time. But what is it about leafy greens that makes them so good for this?
They're packed with nitrates, which our bodies convert into nitric oxide. Beets are another excellent source of nitrates.
Beets, really interesting. So we're talking about more than just salads here.
Right. And don't forget about citrus fruits. They're rich in vitamin C, which is a powerful antioxidant that can help protect your blood vessels from damage.
Okay, so leafy greens, beets, citrus fruits. Got it. Anything else?
Nuts, particularly walnuts and almonds, are another great addition to your diet. They're full of healthy fats and arginine, an amino acid that's a precursor to nitric oxide.
Hang on, what's a precursor? Is that like an early version of nitric oxide?
It's an ingredient, so to speak.
Yeah.
In this case, arginine is a substance that the body uses to create nitric oxide, and nuts are a great source of it.
Wow, I'm learning so much. But, you know, sometimes I feel like all this focus on what to eat can be overwhelming. Is there anything we should specifically avoid?
Well, the usual suspects, processed foods, foods high in saturated and trans fats and excessive sugar are all detrimental to endothelial health. They contribute to inflammation and oxidative stress, which can damage blood vessels and make it harder for your body to produce nitric oxide.
So it really is about making those overall healthy choices we always hear about. Less junk, more whole foods.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Small, sustainable changes can make a big difference over time.
Okay, good to know. Now, we've been talking a lot about the physical stuff, exercise, diet, and all those amazing chemical processes happening in our bodies. But what about the mental and emotional side of things? Does stress play a role in all of this too?
It absolutely does.
Sure.
Chronic stress can really wreak havoc on your body in a number of ways, and that includes impacting your endothelial health and nitric oxide production.
Okay, that makes sense. Stress is bad for pretty much everything, right? But how does it actually affect things on a physical level?
Well, when we're stressed, our bodies release a hormone called cortisol. And while cortisol is important in small doses for things like regulating energy and responding to threats, chronically high levels of cortisol can actually damage the endothelium and interfere with nitric oxide production.
So basically, stress creates a hormonal environment that makes it harder for all those processes we talked about to work properly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why finding healthy ways to manage stress is crucial, not just for your overall well-being, but also for your sexual health.
All right. So what are some effective ways to keep those stress levels in check? Everyone always says manage your stress, but I think a lot of people struggle with the how.
There are so many great options out there, and what works best can vary from person to person. But some popular and effective techniques include exercise, which we already touched on, yoga, meditation, and deep breathing exercises.
So those calming activities can actually have a physical impact on our bodies.
They absolutely can. They help to lower cortisol levels and promote relaxation, which in turn can support healthy endothelial function. And don't underestimate the power of spending time in nature, listening to music, or engaging in hobbies that bring you joy.
It's all about finding those things that help you unwind and de-stress, right?
Exactly. It's about finding what works for you and making it a regular part of your routine.
Now, there's one more big piece of the puzzle we haven't touched on yet, the psychological side of things. I mean, we've talked about how stress can affect our bodies, but what about things like anxiety, performance pressure, and even just our overall mental and emotional state? How do those factors play into all of this?
That's such an important question, and it's something that often gets overlooked. While this deep dive has focused mainly on the biological mechanisms, the psychological component of sexual health is absolutely crucial.
So even if everything is working perfectly fine on a physical level, our mental and emotional state can still have a major impact on our ability to get and maintain an erection.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or insecure, it's going to be much harder to relax and enjoy the moment, which can then make it more difficult to achieve and maintain an erection.
It's like a vicious cycle. The anxiety feeds the physical issue, which then creates more anxiety.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to address the psychological side of things as well.
We've been doing a deep dive into the science of erections, and it's been fascinating to see how interconnected everything is. We've talked about blood vessels, molecules with crazy names, the impact of lifestyle choices, and now the psychological aspects. It's a lot to take in.
It really highlights that sexual health is a complex interplay of so many factors. It's not just one thing, it's the whole picture.
So as we wrap up, where do we go from here? What are some key takeaways for our listener who wants to feel empowered to take charge of their sexual well-being?
Firstly, remember that erections are a natural, healthy bodily function.
Right.
But that the ability to achieve and maintain an erection is influenced by a wide range of factors.
Mm-hmm.
It's about physical health, mental and emotional well-being, lifestyle choices, and even the dynamics of your relationships.
It's so encouraging to know that we have a degree of influence over all of those things. It's not just about accepting things as they are.
Exactly.
Right.
We can make choices that support our endothelial health, boost nitric oxide production, manage our stress levels, and nurture healthy relationships.
It's not just about treating a problem if it arises, but also about being proactive and taking steps to maintain our sexual health throughout our life.
Precisely. And remember, if you are experiencing challenges with erectile function, there's no shame in seeking help. Talking to your doctor or a mental health professional can open up pathways to effective treatments and therapies.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go through this alone.
This has been such a valuable deep dive. I feel like I've gained a whole new understanding of erections and all the factors that contribute to a healthy and fulfilling sex life.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And I hope our listener feels the same way.
Before we sign off, I want to add one final thought. While we've focused a lot on the physical and psychological aspects, let's not forget the importance of pleasure and connection in the context of sexual health.
That's a great point. Sex isn't just about achieving an erection. It's about intimacy, pleasure, and shared experiences with a partner.
Yeah. Hmm. Those elements are just as crucial as the biological mechanics. So as you continue to explore your own sexual well-being, remember to prioritize pleasure, communication, and connection.
That's a fantastic reminder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of erections.
And until next time, keep diving deep.